Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Daniel, we finished chapter 6. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new lesson today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you'll have your Bible ready. Today we start in Daniel chapter 7. And now we're entering into another part of the book of Daniel. We'll see more about that in a few moments. Now I would like to announce the trip of a lifetime, the Holy Land Experience. Yes, folks. I'm going to the Holy Land, to Israel, December 1st through the 9th of 2008. I'll be hosting this tour, and we're calling it the Bible in Beulah Land. Now, would you like to have a life-changing and never-to-be-forgotten experience? Well, it's our joy to invite you to join us on this trip to the Bible lands, where you will find a new dimension in understanding Christian history, as well as the life of our Lord. We will visit places where Jesus walked, lived, taught, performed miracles, where he was crucified and raised from the dead. We'll take a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee and observe the Lord's Supper at the Garden Tomb. And in addition to professional Jewish guides, I'll give you a brief biblical insight at each place that we visit in Beulah Land. So please join us for this trip, December 1st through the 9th. Now, to get information for this, you can write us at our physical address, or you can go to our website and email me through the website and tell how I can get the brochures and whatever that is needed to you, and then we can proceed from there. Yes, we'll visit Tiberias, we'll be in Caesarea, the Sea of Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum. And then we'll also be on into Jerusalem. We'll see the Jordan Valley, the Valley of Megiddo, Armageddon. We'll be at Masada. We'll be in En-Gedi. We'll be in Qumran and the Dead Sea. But especially, we will explore Jerusalem. So don't miss out on the trip of a lifetime, the Bible in Beulah Land. It would be my pleasure to have more of my radio audience going with me this year than went last year. And friend, it would be my pleasure. Please come. Please write. Listen to our announcer at the conclusion of today's broadcast to get the information you need for the trip to Israel. We want to share with you the Bible in Beulah Land. Now, if you have your Bibles, I trust that you'll have a pencil and paper as well to take notes as we start in Daniel chapter 7 in our continuing verse-by-verse study of this great book of the Bible. Now, the first six chapters of Daniel have been mainly historical, with a minimum of prophecy. These last six chapters are mainly prophetic, with a minimum of history. Now, neither the church nor the present age of grace are found in Daniel's prophecies. As we consider chapter 7, we find a great similarity with chapter 2. Both speak of the same successive empires, Babylon, the Medo-Persian Empire, Greece, and then Rome. And both chapters relate events of the end time just before the second coming of Christ. And both chapters speak of the kingdom established by the Lord Jesus Christ. The difference is seen in that chapter 2 views the situation from man's point of view. And so man sees an image of gold and silver and bronze and iron. He sees these special, beautiful things. And what a beautiful and great image this is. And this is how man views himself in his history. But in Daniel 7, we see God's point of view from heaven as we look at Daniel's visions, and the four kingdoms are pictured as beasts. It's interesting. In Daniel chapter 2, the unsaved, wicked Nebuchadnezzar, that is, before his salvation, it's his dream. But then we have the godly man, Daniel, who is given the visions and dream that would be seen from heaven. And oh, what a picture it is. Now, verses 1 and 2 here of our text of Daniel 7 tell us Daniel is having dreams and visions. And in verse 1 he says, "In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. And he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters." Now, it's in the first year of Belshazzar. So, this is before the events of chapters 5 and 6. In chapter 5 was the handwriting on the wall, the last act, the last night of Belshazzar's life. Chapter 6, of course, is in the second kingdom, the Medo-Persian kingdom, in which Daniel was cast into a lion's den. So, with that idea that Belshazzar, just in his first year of reign, Nebuchadnezzar has died, Daniel at this time is probably in his late 60s. Belshazzar has removed Daniel from his position as master of the wise men, that is, of the magicians and the astrologers and the Chaldeans and the soothsayers. Perhaps Belshazzar coming in says, "Oh, Daniel, he's old. What else can he do? There's been no change. He's not with it. It's the same old standards." Well, that's the way the world sometimes takes the men of God and that stood by the stuff over the years. They just want to cast them to the side and open up new avenues to the flesh. Well, this happens with Belshazzar, and it starts a downward trend that will lead to the losing of the kingdom of Babylon. But Daniel uses the time to get even closer to God. He has more time now, and God begins to work in him. Now, my friend, although Daniel at this time is in his probably his late 60s, and we'll see him still going strong in his 80s. Just understand, if you are breathing, your ministry may change, but God can still use you. Now, the verse goes on to say, a dream and visions. And you'll notice there that visions is plural. In other words, it wasn't a one dream of the night sort of a thing. There were visions. And when you see the fourth beast that is described in this passage, you will see why Daniel probably woke up several times, because it's quite fearful. I think J. Vernon McGee said it best when he said that Daniel probably had a better night's sleep in the lion's den. And that's probably true. We see he also wrote the sum of the matters, or the summary of these visions. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." Now, friend, I wonder if there are men who believe the Holy Spirit did move on Daniel to write, and afterward, it is not preserved for us. That indeed, some jots and tittles are lost, contrary to God's word. Well, friend, some may believe that, but we have an omnipotent God. He preserves His word regardless of the best combined efforts of Satan and man. Now, Satan's tried to destroy the word, and he hasn't been able to do it. Now he has corrupted the word, and so you see so many different Bible versions, which we really should call perversions. Now, let me put it like this. Find out if your New Testament was translated from the Textus Receptus, and find out if your Old Testament was translated from the Masoretic text. If they weren't, you have a corrupted Bible. Now, if you speak English, then the best Bible is the King James Bible that we call the 1611 version. Now, we go to verse 2, and in verse 2, it says there, Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. Now, he says they strove upon the great sea, and it's important that we identify the great sea. First of all, it is singular, just like in Revelation chapter 13. Doctors Wood, Ironside, Rice, Wiersbe, McGee, as well as a great many others, identify this sea as the Mediterranean Sea. Now, the name Mediterranean means middle. It is the middle geographically and historically. And isn't it interesting that all four of the major world empires that are prophesied in this chapter border on the shores of this great sea? And the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. We're reminded of Revelation chapter 7. And in the first three verses there it says, And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.